am very happy to come and meet you all here, dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the association of devotees, Vaishnava sadhus, especially dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can very easily develop bhakti. Bhakti stu bhagavat bhakta sangyena upadayate. Bhakti stu bhagavat bhakta sangyena upadayate. How can one develop bhakti? It is only by bhakta sangha, by the association of bhaktas, Vaishnavas, dear devotees of Krishna Mahaprabhu. This is the only thing required. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi. Love matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita says this thing. In all shastras, all Vedic literature, stress has been given on sadhu sangha, association of sadhus. Who is a sadhu? One should first understand and know who is a sadhu. Who is a sadhu? Sadhus is a chief symptom, mukhya lakshana. Chief symptom of sadhu is that he is completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishnika saranatva or namika saranatva, complete surrender unto holy name. Because holy name is not different from Krishna, and especially in Kali Yuga, namrupi Krishna avatara. Kali Yuga namrupi Krishna avatara. In Kali Yuga, Krishna has descended as his holy name. Do you understand? Therefore, one who is completely surrendered to holy name, completely surrendered to lotus feet of Krishna, is a sadhu. Chief symptom, the chief symptom of sadhu. By the association of sadhus, one can very easily develop bhakti. So the sadhu sangha, most important and is required, So I am very happy that I have gotten such association, therefore I will be much benefited. 5,000 years ago, Krishna came, Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came in his own form, and his Lila Purushottama manifested various types of Lilas. And he manifested Kurukshetra Lila, that means he became the charioteer of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And gave his message in the form of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You all know it. It's popular, Gita. Especially my revered spiritual master, Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, who has written Gita in this English edition of Gita, especially many editions of Gita there in English. But this is most popular. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is, it is said by Krishna. Krishna is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita from his lips. Gita has come out. It has directly come out from the lips of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So it is known as Gita Upanishad. Known as Gita Upanishad. Upanishadas are the topmost portion of Vedas. Topmost portion of Vedas. So this is known as Gita Upanishad because it has come out directly from the lips of Krishna. Vedas come out from the breathing of the Supreme Lord. Vedas come out from the breathing of Supreme Lord. But Gita has come out from the direct lips of Krishna. Therefore, known as Gita Upanishad, one of the chief Upanishadas. These are all Vani messages, words of Krishna. Krishna is our only well-wishing friend. Srihudam sarvabhutanam. Srihudam sarvabhutanam. He is Srihuda. He is the well-wishing friend of all living entities. So he comes down here to this material world and manifests his leelas here and gives his message that is our benefit, for our welfare and benefit. He always desires our welfare or benefit. Srihuda. So he comes and manifest Leelas. His Leelas will be recorded. It will come out in book form. The Leelas are recorded. Srimad Bhagavatam, Leelas are there. Krishna Leela. and bhaktas, Vaishnavas, dear devotees of the Lord Krishna, they also come down here, descend here and speak about it. And that is to be heard, this question of Sravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. And thereby, what will happen? Shrunatang Sokatha Krishna Punya Sravan Kirtan Udhastohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Srutsvatam. Bhagavatam says, if you hear Krishna Katha, pure Krishna Katha, from the lips of a sadhu, all the material filth or contaminations are there in your heart will be cleansed up. This is the only process, how to clean one's heart. You may cleanse your body. If body is dirty, outward, then you may take bath, you soap or something, bath, then you clean your body or some may go to river Ganges, holy river, takes bath in the Ganges water, you may be purified. But what is the means there to purify or cleanse the heart? No other process is there. Srinatang Sokatha Krishna Punya Sravan Kirtan Uddhastohi Avadrani Vidhunoti Susata. One has to hear Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha from the lips of a pure Vaishnava sadhu. Thereby the heart will be cleansed up. Therefore Krishna descends here, manifests Leela. So Leela is recorded, that is to be heard. That's to be done. Sravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting. That benefit. And this Bhagavad Gita, this is the words of Krishna. It's come out directly from the lips of Krishna. And we should understand what Krishna has said. You understand? And if you read Bhagavad Gita, utter one verse, these are all transcendental. These are mantras. Do you understand? Utter, repeat. Thereby, your heart will also cleansed. And you will develop bhakti. Develop bhakti also. And better to hear from authorized person, bona fide sadhu or guru. But only uttering or reading, you may understand something, but you can't understand everything. Because it is a transcendental, it is not anything material. And it is not easy that one can understand it through his material scholarship, learning, intelligence and merit. No, not possible. That one should hear. And what Krishna has said, so we will read one verse from here. This is Bhagavad Gita, it is chapter 9, text 3. Asraddhana purusha dharmasyasyo parantapo aprapyamang nivartanti mrittu samsara vartmani. Asraddhana purusha dharmasyasyo parantapo aprapyamang nivartanti mrittu samsara vartmani. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Repeat translation. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. So, this is the verse. Those are not faithful. That means those who have no faith in me, Krishna says. Those who have no faith in me, those who have no faith in the science of devotional service instructed by Krishna, cannot attain me. So faith is most important thing. In Sanskrit word we say sraddha. Shraddha. This is Shraddha. And Rupa Goswami says, Adu Shraddha. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says, first requisite is Shraddha. The faith. Unflinching faith. Strong faith. Vipala. Strong faith or unflinching faith in the words of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Krishna. That is Shraddha. Shraddha sabde vishwasa kahe sudra nishchay. Krishna bhakti kahile sarvakarma krita hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Shraddha sabde vishwasa kahe sudra nishchay. Krishna bhakti kahile sarvakarma krita hoy. Shraddha means sudra vishwas. Strong faith, unflinching faith. What? In what? Faith in what? Krishna bhakti kahile sarvakarma krita hoy. If you develop Krishna bhakti, all your duties, works, complete, finished, nothing left out. This is Shraddha. If you develop Krishna bhakti kahile sarva karma krita hoy. If one develops Krishna bhakti, all his duties, all his obligations, all his works, finished, complete, nothing left out. This is Shraddha. Strong faith in this statement. If someone develops Krishna bhakti, all his work, all his obligation, all his duties, finished, nothing left out. Have you faith in this statement? How many have faith, strong faith in this statement? Many may say, in the lips, but in the heart, they have no faith. If you examine, you'll find even 99.9% people have no faith in the heart. They may say in the mouth, lips, but in the heart, no faith. And the Shraddha, faith is most important factor. And the first requisite. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Adu Shraddha, Tadak Sadhu Sangha. One was faith, he comes for the association of Sadhu. One was no faith in the words of Sadhu, why will come? What benefit is there? What benefit shall I get there? Sadhu will what? Can Sadhu give me anything? $1,000 or $5,000? Nothing, he can. He cannot give me all these things. So this is my requirement. So why shall I go for Sadhu Sangha? What benefit is there? Isn't it? But one who has Shraddha, one who knows who is Sadhu and what is, what benefit shall I get by the association of Sadhu, one who knows. And one has faith in the words of Sadhu. He comes. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, kon bhagye kon jiver shraddha jodi hoy, tobe sei jiva sadhu sanga koray. Who comes for sadhu sanga? He says, kon bhagye kon jiver shraddha jodi hoy, tobe sei jiva sadhu sanga koray. He is some bhagyavan jiva, fortunate jiva. Kon bhagye. He is a fortunate. He has a good fortune. He has developed Shraddha, faith. So he comes for Sadhu Sangha. Sahi jiva Sadhu Sangha kare. He comes for Sadhu Sangha. Otherwise nobody can. Sadhu Sangha. If you analyze, we'll see there are two types of Shraddha. Two types. You know? Vaishvananda. Yes. Shastriya Shraddha, Laukika Shraddha. Two types of Shraddha. Shastriya Shraddha, Laukika Shraddha. Shraddha in Shastra. Shraddha in Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. That is Shastriya Shraddha. Understand my language? You understand? Everybody understands. Shastriya Shraddha. And another is Laukika Shraddha. Shraddha, what people say. General people say. Laukik. It is not Shastra Laukik. Here in the people in this locality say something. And those who stay here, they are paid. Oh, yes. People say, oh, there is a ghost in that tree. Yes, isn't it? There is a ghost in this tree. In locality it is going on. People say, yes, say. Those who stay here, they know, oh, yes, there is a ghost in that tree. Yes. But a stranger like me who has come, who don't know, he don't know that there is a ghost. He is not afraid of ghost. He comes in the dark night. He is not afraid. But you people come, ghost is there. It is in your mind, yes. People say there is a ghost. Dark night, electricity has failed. No electricity, dark night are coming. Yeah, oh yes, in that tree, ghost is there. Yes, you have faith in it, these words. Right, you see a dry tree, dry. Do you want to follow me? Dead tree, no green branches, leaves. Dry, dead tree standing and looks white. Oh yes, ghost is standing there, you see? It is a dry tree. But ghost is standing there. But you have faith. Your faith is Laukika Shraddha. Understand? It's Laukika Shraddha. If people of this locality have this they say it goes on, and one hears this it. But we never say of Laukika Shraddha. This Shraddha means Shastriya Shraddha. One should develop Shastriya Shraddha. Shraddha means the words of sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Krishna. And Krishna says, Vasudhana Purusha, Dharma Shashyo Parantapa, Oprapyamang Nivartanti, Vrtu Sansara Vartmani. Those who are not faithful, those who have no faith in this devotional service, cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. First requisite is Shraddha. You have to develop Shraddha. Shastriya Shraddha. How can you develop it? Adu Shraddha. First requisite is Shraddha. How can you develop Shraddha? Shastriya Shraddha. If you come for sadhu sangha and hear the words of sadhu, then you will develop Shraddha. Do you follow? Otherwise you cannot develop Shraddha. Sadhu sangha is required. The next Rupa Goswami says, Adho Shraddha Toto Sadhu Sangha. What is that? What is that? First is Shraddha. To develop Shraddha, one should have association of sadhus. And hear his words. Then you develop Shraddha, Shastriya Shraddha. Then comes Sadhu Sangha. What is that? Shraddha Lobhi Jiva Kore Sadguru Vichar. Understand me? Shraddha Lobhi Jiva Kore Sadguru Vichar. When he comes for Sadhu Sangha, hears from Sadhu, he develops Shraddha, faith in the words of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Understands who am I. Sadhu Sangha Nija Tattva Abhagata Hana. Nija Tattva Janiyar Sunsara Nasai. Kenava Bhojilu Maya Kore Hai Hai. Comes for Sadhu Sangha. Hears from Sadhu. What sadhu says? Oh, who are you? I am Raghunath Bhatta. Raghunath Bhatta. Who is Raghunath Bhatta? Your body? The body is Raghunath Bhatta? Your ear or eye or nose or hand or leg? Who is Raghunath Bhatta? This body is Raghunath Bhatta. You follow? Suppose I am saying, it is not that, you are that. understand me. Raghunath Bhatta has a friend. Yes. Who is your friend? Mr. Tom? Alfred? Mr. Alfred is friend, do you understand? He was doing some business with him. He was a friend. He was a friend. So by ill luck would have it. His friend died. Oh, my friend died. Yesterday we were sitting together and talking. Yes, so many plant projects you are making. Yes, will you invest $1,000? Within 2 days, it will be doubled. 2,000, oh! So much plant projects we are making. Yesterday we are sitting and talking. 2 days died. He's dead lying there. Like this. Hands and legs not moving, unmoved. Eye still. It's like the eye in a painted doll. Not moving. Friend says, a friend Raghunath Bhatta crying, oh, my friend died. Mister! Alfred! Why he is not responding? The body is lying there. Hands are there, legs are there, eyes, everything is there. So who is Alfred? Why is he not responding? Isn't it? Why is he not responding? In the body is Alfred? His body is lying there. You are crying. Kids and kin, family members are crying, friends are crying, calling, but Alfred is not responding. Who is Alfred? His body? No. Inside body. There was Alfred inside the body. Invisible, adrusya. Nobody sees Alfred. Who is that Alfred? Is invisible Alfred? Inside the body is not now there, it's gone out. Left the body. That means soul. You are soul. You are not body. Sadhu says this thing. Isn't it? Sadhu says this thing. You come for sadhu sangha, then you understand. Who am I? I am not body. I am the soul. It's not enough. Furthermore, what is my identification? Jiver swarupa hoy krishnir nitya das. Jiver swarupa hoy krishnir nitya das. Mahaprabhu or Mahaprabhu's bhakta. Mahaprabhu came and said, Jiver swarupa hoy krishna nitya das. This swarup, the real identification or conception of position of jiva is that is eternal servant of Krishna. Eternal servant of Krishna. That is swarup. By sadhu sangha one understands this thing. Who am I? I am not body, I am spirit soul. I am eternal servant of Krishna. So my duty is to serve Krishna, because I am eternal servant of Krishna. So sadhu sanghi nijatattva avagatahana. Nijatattva janiyar sansara nasai. Kenava khujilu maya koreha hai. Then he understands, I am Krishna das. I am eternal servant of Krishna. So, have I been serving Krishna? I have not been serving Krishna. I am not serving Krishna. Many lives I have spent, lakhs life, and I have not been serving Krishna. Serving whom? Serving Maya. Maybe serving your body, serving your senses, serving your bodily relations. Suta, Mita, Ramani, your wife, son, daughter, family members are serving your country, Deso Seva. Isn't it? Jati Seva, nation. Huh? Huh? Not serving Krishna. These are all service to Maya. In our service to Krishna. Hearing from sadhu, one understands this thing. Nija tattva janiyar sansara nasay. Kena vabhodilu maya kore haya. Then say, oh, I have not been serving Krishna. So many lives I have already spent, lots of lives. Then say, alas, alas, why have I been serving maya? Then he says, Vipala. This is sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha. Kon bhagyi, kon jive sadha jodi hoy, tobe sei jivo sadhu sangha koray. It is bhagyo. It is good fortune. It's question of good fortune. If somebody has good fortune, then he comes for sadhu sangha. Then he understands this thing. Otherwise, no good fortune. It never comes, what will happen to me? Why shall I go there? What sadhu will give me? Will he give me $1,000 or $5,000? No. I require this thing. Because everybody knows I am the body. And the demand of body is there. I have to fulfill the demand of body. This is the goal of my body, be all and end all of my life. Eating, sleeping, defending, mating. This is the demand of the body. So, if I go for sadhu sangha, all the demands be fulfilled. So why shall I go? So he has no faith. I'll go and work. Toil hard like an ass. Yes. So on money, 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 money. Thinking money, money, money. Brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. What is that? Isn't it? He's toiling hard. Like an ass. Gardhavira mato ami kori purisham. Like an ass. Toiling hard. To earn money, 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 money. Day and night thinking of money, 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 money. Yes. Yes, this thing is done. That should be done. That should be done. Yes. I'll do this business. Money. Money-raising business. Yes, very short time. Double, triple. 10 times, 10 times, 100 times, all these thoughts are there, isn't it? Ahani apruta artha karana ahani si ni soyana, nana manartha diya, khyal hugnu nidra, daiva hata artha rasana, rusayo pideva, jusmat prahanga vimukha, yasan saranti, Srimad Bhagavatam says, is it Brahma's words, ahani apruta artha karana, Nisi nisoyana. Nana manartha dhiya khyana bhugnu nidra. Daiva hatar charasana rusayo pideva. Jasmat prasanga vyunkhaya sansaranti. Ahani means daytime. Whole daytime. Nupala, the whole daytime. What is us? He engages himself in various ways. In this earning money. How to earn money. Everybody is engaged. Beginning from rickshaw puller, which pulls rickshaw, coolie. Beginning from rickshaw puller, down from rickshaw puller, the magistrate or judge sitting in the court. Isn't it? One may be pulling rickshaw, turning hard, whole day time to earn money. And also, one may be sitting in the nice room, apartment, air-conditioned room in the judge room, judge court, supreme court or high court, do you understand? All are engaged in earning money, isn't it? And thinking of their nicest money. Whole day time they spend like that. Then, now it is evening. Let us go to our residential quarter. Take a rest now. sleep, sleep. Ahanyaputatakarana, nisi nisayana. He comes for retirement, to retire, to go to bed and sleep, but he cannot sleep. No. His mind is haunted with this. Money-raising business. How to earn money, 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 money. So many various ways, plans, projects, making. Thinking that thing, that thought is there. You follow? No thought of Krishna is there. So he cannot sleep. Nisi Nisayana, whole night. Spend sleepless night, sleepless night. Yes. No sleep, no sleep at all. Oh, this is, if you cannot sleep, this body will become diseased, will sick. Sleeplessness is a sort of disease. Yes, then he goes to doctor. Oh, doctor, I cannot sleep. Please, give me some sleeping pills. He eats sleeping pills to have some sleep. Statistics, somebody has collected some statistics, especially in the Western world. These sleeping pills are so much sleeping pills are used in one night. One body has collected statistics that you accumulate all sleeping pills like a Himalayan mountain. One night, so much. Sleeping pills are utilized. You cannot sleep. What sort of life it is? Nisi Nisayana. Why? Because these thoughts are coming to the mind. Oh, this business there, that I started there. Oh, it is running loss. Oh, that fellow doesn't give my money. So much things come. Nisi Nisayana. Nana manartha dhiya kheno bhognu nidra. By chance, some little sleep comes, it breaks. And some people, then accumulated some money, that's black money, illegally earned money. The government people have eyes on him. Oh, Raghunath Bhatta had accumulated black money, illegally accumulated money, and is not giving proper account to government, so is not paying taxes, so we must catch him. You understand, must catch him. Do you follow? And some others are there. If somebody has money, you follow, Subarna, gold. Gold is place of Kali. Parikshit Maharaj gave fifth place to Kali is gold. It's gold money. Very good bank balance. Many enemies are there, many enemies. Stab him, kill him. Take his money. Do you understand? Thieves coming, robbers are coming, murderers coming. Highway robbers, highway robber, robber. Those who do robbery in the highway, do you understand? They are coming. Government people coming, and he is always afraid of. His money, cannot sleep, that fear is there. So he escaped dog, Alsatian dog, greyhound, to God. To guard his black money, property, and during night time, he sets loose his dog. Somebody comes down, down by chance, little sleep, dog bark, bark. Oh, thief them! Oh, government people came. Sleep, no sleep. Breaks. Nana manartha dhiya kheno bhognu nidra. By chance, little slip, it breaks. What life it is, Nana manartha dhiya kheno bhognu nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rushaya upadeva. Jusmat prasanga vimukha yasam saranti. Making so many plans and projects. Export plan makers. Those are very export plan makers. They are making plans. But it tells. Because ultimate sanction of it is Supreme Lord. Anumanta upadrashta bharta bhokta maheswara. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am Anumanta. I am the sanctioning authority. You may have gotten sanction from government. Yes, government has sanctioned my project. Yes, government may have sanctioned. Krishna has not sanctioned. Has not sanctioned, it fails. Krishna says, I am Anumanta. I am the ultimate sanctioning authority. If Krishna has not sanctioned, then the Baba. These are all, everything spoken here in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Who is your well-wisher? Srudam Srubhutanam Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead, is your well-wisher. He knows what is your real welfare, benefit. So he has given here his instruction, teachings here. You follow? Last thing, what is that? Verse is the Ganon verse. There? Bhagavad Gita. I don't know. Fifth, daiva, daiva eva panchamam. Fifth, daiva eva tra panchamam. Fifth factor is daiva. Adhisthana tatha karma, karanamcha prathavidha. You understand? Daiva eva tra panchamam. You may have very favorable, congenial field of activity. Do you understand? Adhisthana. You have gotten. Yes. He's a businessman. Very nice field. Yeah, business field. Do you understand? Congenial favorable. Karta is expert. Expert businessman. In no skill of business. It's Karta's person. He's expert. His instrument through which it was, they are all expert. Do you understand? Instruments are expert. Nice instrument. In various ways he also does his business, acts in various ways. Karanam cha prathavidha. Do you understand? But daivam eva cha panchamam. Fifth factor is daiva, providence. Understand? All things are all right. Your field of activity is very favorable. He's established in his field of activity. His instruments are very expert, very nice instruments, modern instruments. Yes. Well equipped. Do you understand? Subordinates are working there also very faithful subordinates. In different ways he acts also. Everything is there. But daivam eva tra panchamam, fifth factor is daiva, providence. If he does not sanction, business fails. Do you understand? So, Krishna says, Anumanta, I am the ultimate sanctioning authority. He has gotten sanction from government, but still his business fails. Why? The daiva, Supreme Lord, doesn't sanction. So, these are the words, and one should have faith in it. So, person, a materialistic person, always thinks of money, makes so many plans, projects, out on more money. Ahanya prutartha karana nisi nisayana. Nana manurtha dhiya kshana bhagna nidra, daiva hata artha rasana, rusayo pi deva. But daiva, providence, Supreme Lord, doesn't give sanction, says all his business fails. He may have accumulated much money with manipulation. He may have raised his status, standard of living, status. He may have now occupied a very elevated position in the material society. May have gotten vote now as Prime Minister or President of the United States or President of the country. Yes, occupied such highly elevated position or may have elevated himself to the heavenly planets. Do you follow me? Daiva hatartha rasana rushayopi deva. But when Lord doesn't sanction, he may be a rushi or a deva or a demigod. Very debatable. Jusmat prasanga vimukhaya sansaranti. But he has no faith in the words of sadhu, sastra, guru, words of Krishna. And not thinking of Krishna. Only thinking of money, 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 all these objects of sense gratification. Even if all these thoughts are there, but no thought of Krishna, then he falls down from the most elevated position. Do you follow me? Understand? So these things are there. Such a person was no thought of Krishna, not thinking of Krishna, thinking of all these things, objects of sense gratification, money, etc. He cannot sleep at night. Cannot sleep. Yes. He may go to a doctor, take so much medicine, still fails. No sleep comes. No. Nothing. Three types of persons are there, those who cannot sleep. Yogi, rogi, bhogi. Yogi, rogi, bhogi. Understand? One yogi does yoga sadhana, he cannot sleep. During night time he will do yoga sadhana. Yes. So he cannot sleep. Rogi, patient, disease, getting pain. Calling pain is there. Pain is there, how can he sleep? And bhogi. Bhogi, materialistic person. Engages himself in material enjoyment. He is bhogi. Thinks himself enjoyer, enjoyer. He cannot sleep. You follow? Such yogi, rogi, bhogi. So, bhogis, materialistic person, cannot sleep at night. So, all medicine fell, everything. What to do? They think also some people have some faith. Sadhus are there. They have some jadi buti. You understand? Jadi buti? No. As sadhus have some medicine. Yes, jadi buti. This jadi buti. So let me go to a sadhu. Doctors failed. I went to the doctors. So many medicines I ate, used, all failed. So at last, all right, go to the sadhu. He may have some medicine, give me, so I can sleep. So one Vaishnava Maharaj was there, one such person was there, couldn't sleep. Very disappointed now, how to get sleep. At last came to sadhu, Vaishnava Maharaj, who has disciples, is doing Hare Kirtan, Sankirtan, chanting Hare Krishna, speaking Bhagavata, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Katha, sitting and hearing. So he came and paid Dandavat, Maharaj, Dandavat. Oh, I am very distressed person, Maharaj. I cannot sleep at night. If you have some medicine, please give me. Maharaj could understand very easily. He is a bhogi. He is a materialistic person. Who wants to enjoy. What is desire for material enjoyment? He thinks everything is for my enjoyment. I am the enjoyer. So that thought is there. His mind is hunted. That thought of enjoyment, bhoga, material enjoyment. Therefore he cannot sleep. Yogi, rogi, bhogi. He could very easily understand. Vaishnava Maharaj can understand. Why? What is the reason? Because sadhu is a... Sadhu is a vaidya. Yes, sadhu is a physician. Yes, sadhu vaidya. Sadhu is also a physician. He knows what is the main reason of all material ills. He knows it. He knows it. He understood. Vaishnava Maharaj could understand very well. Yes, he is a bhogi. Therefore couldn't sleep. Cannot sleep. Unless this thought will be driven out from his mind, how can he sleep? When this thought of material enjoyment, all these thoughts will be driven out from his mind, then Krishna will be there, thought of Krishna, then peacefully, blissfully, sleep and snore. Otherwise he cannot. Sadhu knows this. He said, yes, I have medicine. I have. You come in the evening. He went in the morning, and then said, you come in the evening, I will give you medicine. So, in the evening he came, that person. Narada is doing satsanga, sadhus, speaking Krishna katha. Many interested hearers, those are interested in hearing Krishna katha, developed greed for it. They were there sitting, Maharaj doing kirtan, then speaks Krishna katha. That person came, sat at the backside, leaning against the wall, like Dhinasyam. Sat at the backside. I am not the heart of that meditational yogi. I am there where my dear devotee or devotees speak about me. You understand? I am there. Krishna is all attractive. His katha is attractive also. Yes. His katha is not different from Krishna. His katha is attractive. If you speak pure katha, Krishna becomes attracted. He runs there. Yes. So, where Krishna katha, Krishna is present, Maya cannot be there. Jahan Krishna tahana hi Maya rodhikar, isn't it? Krishna surya sama Maya undhukar. Jahan Krishna tahana hi Maya rodhikar. Krishna is like effulgent sun. How can darkness be there when the effulgent sun is there? Jahan Krishna tahana hi Maya. If Krishna is there, there is no question of Maya. So, that thought, materialist thought, will not come here. So, Vaishnava Maharaj speaking Krishna katha, that person sat down leaning against the wall. After a few minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, started sleeping and snoring. And it is offensive if someone sleeps. In the assembly of devotees where Krishna katha is going on, nobody should sleep. That is offensive. How can sleep before the Lord? That seva aparadha is there. Lord is there, duty for. If you can sleep here, then you commit aparadha. Therefore, nobody is allowed to sleep. If somebody sleeps, then other person makes him awake. So when that person started sleeping, snoring, devotee sleeping there, thus pinch him, just to make him awake. But Maharaj, don't make him awake. Medicine is applied. Don't make him awake, let him sleep. Because he's getting medicine now. That person can sleep. So he had a very nice sleep, sound sleep, and snored. Whole night he slept there. Maharaj finished his pravachan, all went to prasad, they went to bed. That person is sleeping and snoring. Whole night slept, and that morning, rays of sun came, woke up. Such nice sound sleep, I had never had such sleep during my whole life. Such good medicine Maharaj has. You see? Then he came to Maharaj, full dandavat, Maharaj, dandavat, pranam. Oh, you have such good medicine. I have never such sleep whole life. Oh, yes, such medicine is here. You come every day and get medicine. Understand? So that person started coming every day, so materialistic person, but by sadhu sangha, completely changed. No more materialistic thoughts there. By hearing sadhu, he developed faith now. Yes, it's some medicine. Yes. Doctor failed to give me medicine. Yes, so sadhu has some medicine. Yes, I could sleep. Yeah. So he developed some faith in one so sadhu. Heart, oh, who am I? Oh, I am Krishna Das. Nijatattadani arsun sarnata akyanava bhajilu maya kore hai. Understand, oh, I am Krishna Das. Oh, I am not engaged in Krishna service. Alas, alas, why have I become maya das? Then he cries, kende bolo he Krishna ami sabadas, tomar charno chadi huyin sarvana. Then he cries before Krishna, Krishna, I am your das. But I have disregarded your lotus feet, there were completely dung I am. You have to cry for it. When you cry, Krishna knows. Krishna is there in the heart and knows. Yes, now he is crying. Raghunath Bhatta is now crying for me. Yes, unless you cry, Krishna will listen to you. This crying is required. You follow. Then Krishna lena chitsakti ravala maya hoy drubbala. Then Krishna will inculcate his spiritual strength unto you, then maya will be powerless. You follow? And otherwise maya is very strong. You have no strength to get out of the clutches of maya. This sadhu sangha. You follow? That's what this only thing required. Sadhu sangye Krishna katha ei matra chai. Sadhu sangye Krishna naam ei matra chai. Sansar jinite ar kon vastu nai. Kon vastu nai. This very dreadful, this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, bhavasagara, dustara. Nobody can conquer it, nobody can cross over it, dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. No other means is there. Sadhu sangye Krishna katha, sadhu sangye Krishna naam, ee matra jai, sansar jinite ar kon vastu nai. No other means is there. The only means is that sadhu sangye Krishna katha. Then very easily cross this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Do you follow? There was there Bhagavata katha, Bhagavata saptaha. 7 days generally it is done in India. And there is Bhagavata saptaha. 7 days continuously reading of Bhagavata, then pravachan goes on. It's a Bhagavata Saptaha, 7 days for 1 week. One reciter, Pandit comes, who recites Bhagavata, speaks on Bhagavata, gives pravachan also. If he's a Vaishnava sadhu, then one must go there and hear. But professional reciters, there we should not go there. Bhagavata is not a, what's a mercantile commodity. It's not mercantile commodity. No. Vaishnava sadhu speaks Bhagavata Krishna katha, should go and hear. Then heart will be purified, will develop bhakti also. And thereby will get Krishna and make our life successful and achieve the supreme goal of life. So many people are coming to hear. This goes on during, it begins evening, 7 o'clock, goes on up to 9:30. Like that. So many people come from neighboring villages also. People come, those are interested. In India, people have this belief, Shraddha. Shraddha. They have. Yes, Bhagavata, Sadhu, Krishna Katha, they have faith. They know it. So they come. In the Western world, you may not have. Gross materialism is there. But still, my Guru Maharaj came, who started this movement, Hare Krishna movement, who wrote Bhagavata and Gita in English, preachers, opened so many centers. ISKCON centers are there. So it is spreading now. It's spreading. This is a good sign. The people are coming. Otherwise, there are no faith. So many people are coming to that place, Bhagavata Saptaha is going on. Hearing from one village, two ladies were coming. One village, every day they were coming, one young lady, one old lady. Young lady and old lady. Young lady is some 15 years old, very young. Old lady some 70 years or above, coming. To hear. So they are hearing. One day, the reciter, one was reciting Bhagavata, he said, Ānande bolo hari hari, hari kuribe bhupari. You chant name of Hari, Do you understand? You blissfully chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Ānande bolo hari hari. Blissfully you chant, you utter name of Hari. That Lord Hari will enable you to cross this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. He said like that. Immediately, that young lady, as soon as she heard, immediately she put faith in it. Oh, yes. If it chant the name of Lord Hari, then the very zeal will cross this dreadful ocean of little strict distance. From that moment she started chanting, Hari, 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 Hare Krishna, started. But the old lady, she was sitting, she was hearing, but she didn't chant. She couldn't develop it. You understand? And they have relationship. Old lady and young lady. Old lady is mother-in-law, young lady is daughter-in-law, sasu bohu. Understand me? So they come. That day, the recitation was over. All went home, though they went home. So on the way, there was a river. And that was a tidal river. Tide comes there. Understand me? Tide comes. When they come, there was knee-deep water. But when they go, tide has come. There's neck-deep or nose-deep water. So much water has come in the river. And the young lady, that means daughter-in-law, was going ahead. Old lady following behind. So young lady was chanting from that moment, Hari, 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 Hari Krishna. Chanting, blissfully chanting, going. Very easily she crossed. That river went to the other side, other bank. But old lady was drowning in the middle river. Drowning, yes. So much water is drowning. You understand? Then called out, oh! Daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law, you are in that side. I am drowning here. Then he said, don't you hear? Why don't you chant Hari Hari? Huh? Why don't you chant? Adore the name of Hari. Hari is so powerful. Huh? Hari can enable you. Huh? To cross this dreadful ocean of metal, what is this tiny river? Huh? Why you can't cross it? Why don't you chant Hari Hari? Then God see what I mean. What? Are you my teacher? Are you teaching me? I am Sasu, I am mother-in-law. You are subordinate to me. I am supposed to teach you and you are teaching me. Got angry, you see. Drowning. But not chanting. Hari, Hari. Huh? So she went there. She heard. Old lady heard. Young lady heard. The young lady immediately started chanting and put faith. Whereas this old lady couldn't put faith. Huh? And it's not chanting. Then the young lady came back, got hold of her hand, chanted, oh Hari! Hari Hari chanted, please make my mother-in-law cross this river. Sasu kara nadi pari. Understand me? Pulled her. To the other side. So there, here is a question. If you come for sadhu sangha, hear from sadhu, and if you have to put faith in the words of sadhu, that's sraddha. Then you will get benefit. Viśvāsimala ikrusma tarke bahudur. There is a saying, if a viśvāsa, if a unflinching faith, strong faith in Krishna, you'll get Krishna. Yes. But you have no faith. You have doubt. Sansayātmā vinasyati. Gita says, Sansayātmā vinasyati. One was doubt. In these verses, those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, you conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and days in this material world. Faithless person, they have no faith in me, in my words. They have doubt. Sanshaya atma vinasyati. that person will perish. Isn't it? Huh? This faith, unflinching faith, they can get Krishna. This question of faith. So, why it is so that the young lady would faith, put faith, develop faith immediately, whereas the old lady couldn't? Though, both of them were sitting in this satsanga and were hearing. What is that?
Simplicity.
What do you say?
The young lady was simple.
Acha. Old lady is not simple. Crooked. Isn't it? Old lady was crooked. She had no simplicity in her heart. Huh? Heart is very crooked, filled with nasty, dirty things. Huh? But young lady was simple. She had simplicity. Therefore, it is said, simplicity is Vaishnavism. Sarata hi Vaishnavata. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Kapatya, Sanskrit, crookedness, duplicity. In Sanskrit we say kapatya. Kapatya is crookedness or duplicity. It's a great hindrance in this path of devotional service. Yes. It's a great hindrance. Understand? It's a great hindrance. So, all Shastra Mahajans have said, give up this duplicity, give up this crookedness, develop simplicity. As simple as a child. How simple? As simple as a child. Example is, how simple? As simple as a child. Small child is very simple. It's very simple. His heart is not. Crookedness has entered into his heart. Heart is simple heart. You offer a laddu to a small child, 3-year-old, 4-year-old child, you see. He's smiling and come to you. Yes. You have some ulterior motive. Oh, his mother has put on very valuable ornaments in the body of this child, so I'll offer him laddu. Grab him, take him to the jungle, kill him there and take these ornaments. You have this intention. This intention you are offering laddu. Child. Child is so simple, smiling as he comes to you. Just sits. Heart is so simple. Do you follow me? So as simple as a child, we say. And simplicity is Vaishnavism. Srotta hi Vaishnavata. Kapatya, the duplicity, crookedness. If you observe kapatya, duplicity, crookedness in your heart, you cannot develop this saddha. Do you follow? That is why the old lady couldn't put faith in the words of the holy name. But young lady immediately put faith because she was simple. There is no duplicity. This sarata. Bhakti Siddhanta, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, it is better to remain in other species of birds, beasts, animals, do you understand? Other than human species. Do you follow? It's better to remain other species. But getting this really achieved human birth, don't allow this kapatya, the duplicity, crookedness, enter into your heart. Do you understand me? What he says? His message, his bani, Bhakti Siddhanta. Saraswati Goswami is Maharaj's bani. It's better to remain in other species. In the species of birds, beasts, animals, worms, worms, germs, insects. It's better to remain. But getting this really achieved human birth, the goal of this birth is to get Krishna, to develop Krishna bhakti, prema bhakti, param purusartha. But you allow duplicity to enter into your heart. Crookedness enter into your heart. You cannot develop. You cannot develop Shraddha, faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru. This is a great hindrance. It's detrimental to bhakti. Do you understand? This is said. Therefore, Shraddha is first requisite. But who can develop Shraddha? Who is simple-hearted person? Who is simple, but no duplicity? Immediately, very easily will develop. And you can come to this path of devotional service, and you'll make advancement. At last, you'll go back, come back to Godhead. Develop bhakti. Otherwise, your heart is filled with duplicity, kāpatyo. You cannot. You may be coming for sadhu sangha, may be hearing, but these words will never enter into your ear. You cannot put faith. You have doubt. Sansayātmā vinasyati. Doubtful person, faithless person, perish. Must perish. You follow? Another story is there. In Navadvip Dham, there were two friends. Do you understand? They were friends from very childhood. So when they grew up, one friend became bhakta, devotee, Vaishnava. Other friend became a materialistic person, gross materialistic person. Do you understand? But they were friends from their beginning, childhood. So one who became bhakta, devotee, he was always thinking, oh, my friend. He became a materialistic person. He has no faith. He was a sadhu sastra guru. He never comes for sadhu sangha. So how can he make his human life successful? How can he achieve perfection? How can he go back home, back to Godhead? If I am his real friend, I must help him. I must bring him to this path of devotional service. He's a real friend, real friendship. Do you understand? His heart pains to see the suffering condition of his friend. So once he said to his friend, oh, my friend, the other side of Ganges is Mayapur. Do you understand? Many Vaishnava Mahara sadhus are there, mathas are there. As bhajan kirtan, savan kirtan goes on there. So he said, please come and let us go there to have sadhu sangha. This is needed. Sadhu sangha sarva sastra koi. Lobhimatra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. The whole Vedic literature says and stress upon sadhu sangha. As you sadhus, if you are personate and have the association of a such pure sadhu even for a moment, you'll achieve such perfection. You understand? Let us go. He said, my friend, what you say, I understand. But I have no time. I have no time. I am very busy. If Jamaraj comes and calls me, still I have no time. What to do? Then go to sadhu. I have no time. What business? How are you busy? How do you spend your time? What business, Baba? No time, no time. Materialistic person says, no time. They are night toiling, hard thinking, money, money, money. Go there, I must go there on $5,000. Why go for the sadhu? What benefit of guru? Will you give me $5,000? So I shall go there. I have no time. Isn't it? Follow me. What shall I do? He said, no time. What business? What it is? But that person is so much expensive. Watching TV, sitting hours, hours together, watching TV. Yes. No time, no time, watching TV. Spending so much hours. If opera party comes, do you understand opera? Opera party? Dance drama party? Goes there and sits the whole night, spends whole night and watching opera party. Dance drama and no time. I have no time, I am busy, I have no time to go to sadhu. Says, so he spends his time in that way. So one day he made a trick. All right, I'll make a trick. Somehow I must bring my friend to sadhu. Bring him to the other side of Ganges. Oh, my friend, do you know? World famous opera party has come, world famous. India famous opera party. Other side of Ganges. Nice. Will you go? Oh, yes! Yes, we'll go there. It's time now. Yes, we'll go there. So, met a streak and brought his friend to the bank of Ganges, just going to step into the boat, cross the Ganges and go to the other side. Somehow, he couldn't understand, oh, my friend is taking me to that sadhu. He couldn't understand. Then he said, oh, my friend, I have forgotten. Tell you, I have a disease. What disease you have? As soon as I get into boat, my head starts reeling. I start vomiting, bha bha. So I never get into the boat. I have this disease. Please wait. Let there be summer season. Let the river dry up. Then we'll go. He said at last. Alas, what shall I do? His friend said, my friend, you are such a crooked person. Huh? So duplicity in your heart. Huh? Kapatya. Huh? Do you know, Ganges never dries up. Huh? Have you ever heard the Ganges dries up? No, Ganges never dries up. Even in summer season, much water comes in Ganges. Yes. Because summer season, the snow melts, much water comes. The Ganges will never dry up, you'll never go. You'll never go to Sadhu. Because you are such a duplicitous person, your heart is filled with such duplicity, crookedness. I made such tricks still. I felt, if such a person, you want to help him, still you fell, Raghunath Bhatta. So you experienced failure. He experienced failure, Raghunath Bhatta. You cannot help such a person, unless one gives up duplicity and becomes simple. Some say, oh, if I'll become simple, I'll be cheated. Yes, every person, everybody will cheat such simple, but he's a simple person, will cheat him. Yes, if I become simple, I'll be cheated. Are Baba, why will you be cheated? If you develop simplicity, then very easily you develop bhakti. Sarvatahimpaishnavata. Understand? You'll develop bhakti, thereby you'll get Krishna. If somebody gets Krishna, why and how that some person will cheat him? Krishna will give him protection. You'll never be cheated. Do you understand? Kaunteha pradijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Bhagavad Gita Krishna. Kaunteha pradijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Oh, son of Kunti, you should understand. You go out beating drums, you proclaim. My bhakta, my devotee will never perish. I give him protection. So, you should have faith in the words of Krishna. If you become his bhakta, their devotee, complete surrender soul, he'll give you protection. Krishna is akshagar, palaka amar. Such a surrender soul devotee has strength faith. Krishna is akshagar, palaka amar. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Nobody else. Who maintains you? Your money maintains you. You maintain yourself, Raghunath Bhatta. Who maintains you? Krishna Vishwambara. Who maintains the whole universe is one of the names. Is Vishwambara. Vishwambara. Who maintains the whole universe? Isn't it? So why you... You will not be maintained, thinking, how can I maintain myself? Kimante arjivi artha jasa kise paavo to nyaputra vivaho kimuni sampadivo. This thought is there. Do you also? How can I maintain my family? How can I earn more money, more money, more money? This demand is there. Wife's demand is there, son's demand is there, daughter's demand is there, I fulfill that demand. Yes, wife says, give me this sari, give me this ornament. Son says, give me this car, I'll go to university. Daughter says, give me this. I'll go and meet my boyfriend, I'll give him some presentation, give money, my father. This thought, then money required. So, this thought is there, isn't it? Ke mane arjividhan? Artha, jaso kise paav konyam putra vivaha ke mane sumpadiva? This thought is there. He cannot sleep at night, so. But he has no faith. Krishna is rakshakar palaka amar. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. No, nobody else. অধম দুর্গত আমি কিছু নাহি কো আমার কৃষ্ণ সংসারে আমি আছি চিরদাস হোয়াট ইউ হ্যাভ হোয়াট ইউ হ্যাভ হ্যাঁ হ্যাভ ইউ এনি প্রপার্টি হ্যাঁ জাস্ট এ পার্সন থিংস আই এম প্রপার্টি দিস ইজ মাই প্রপার্টি ও দিস হোম ইজ মাইন ফ্যামিলি ইজ মাইন ওয়াইফ ইজ মাইন ডটার ইজ মাইন সন ইজ মাইন This landed property, I am the proprietor. All property belongs to me. Bank balance is mine. One was property is a proprietor. So you have any property? Krishna is the only proprietor. Everything is Krishna's property. Isavasyam idum sarvam. Isavasyam idum sarvam. Everything belongs to Isa. Everything belongs to Supreme Lord. Veda says, Upanishad says, Isopanishad. Isavasya idam sarvam. So, but a conditioned soul, so, no, it's my property, my property, my property. It's Krishna's property. Do you follow me? One was property is a proprietor, but you have no property. It's Krishna's property, it's mine. This is moha, this delusion. অত গৃহক্ষেত্র সুত আত্মবিতে জনস্য মোহয়ং আহম মামেতি সুত আত্মবিত সন ইজ মাইন ফ্যামিলি ইজ মাইন ওয়াইফ ইজ মাইন ডটার ইজ মাইন প্রপার্টি ইজ মাইন বিত ব্যাংক ব্যালান্স ইজ মাইন ইজ মোহ ইজ ডিলিউজন অ্যান্ড অল হ্যাভ বিন সাফরিং বিকজ অফ ইজ ডিলিউজন এভরিথিং বিলংস টু কৃষ্ণ নেভার সেস ইজ কৃষ্ণ আই বিলং টু কৃষ্ণ I am Krishna's servant. Krishna is my eternal master. I am his eternal servant. I don't belong to myself. You belong to yourself. I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's. So, understand me? No faith in the words. Krishna is Vishwambara. The one is engaged in his loving service. I am his eternal servant. Day and night, 24 hours, one should engage himself in loving service of Krishna. Then Krishna said, Kaunteya pratijani name bhakta pranasyati. You go out and beating drums, you proclaim, Arjuna, my bhakta, my devotee, you will never perish. I give him protection, I maintain him, I protect him. Ananya chintendamang jedana prajupasti, tesa nityaha vijukta anang, yogakhemam bahamyam. Ananya chintendamang jedana prajupasti, Tesa nityabhi juktana yogakhemo bahamyam. These are the words of Krishna. So we have no faith in these words. Raghunath Bhatta. Ananyan, exclusively thinks of me. No other thought, manmana bhava. Only thinking Krishna. Every moment thinks Krishna. Never forgets Krishna even for a moment. Ananya chintayantamam. Jedana prajupaste and engaged in my service, upasana, worship. Do you understand? Tesam nityabhijuktanam yogakhemam vahamyam, who is constantly attached to me, nityabhijukta, constantly attached to me, nityabhijuktanam yogakhemam, Krishna says, I, vahami, I, what do you say, carry. Bahami means carry. I carry. I protect what he has gotten. Yoga khema. And I carry to him what he is lacking, what he needs. Understand? So, one who has faith in these words of Krishna, while you engage in self, other than Krishna service, while you engage in materialistic activities. Huh? Why? And please tell me, never engage in self. He engages in Krishna's love, his service day and night. Engages in sravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, bandhanam. Sakhyam, dasyam. Isn't it? Navada bhakti, nine types of devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, friendship, dasya, servitorship, complete atmanikhepa, complete surrender. Maintenance, protection is assured. Assured, definitely. You follow. Yoga kevam bahamyam. Krishna says, I carry to him what is needing, what is need. He has a family to maintain. Yes, family man, grasta, wife, children are there. It's maintain. So he is engaged in savana kirtan, hearing, chanting. My holy name, Krishna Katha, engaged in my service, not doing any other thing. So I carry. So this verse in 9th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, there is a story, one. Poor Brahmin is there known as Gita Panda. He reads Gita daily. And very poor. He has family men, wife, children, no money, even not a penny in his hand. No grain. You understand? No single grain of rice. House is clean, no rats, because no single grain of rice, no rats, house is clean, very clean. Very poor man. But there is one place of faith in the words of Krishna, is known as Gita Panda. Gita Panda, understand? All reads Gita. His wife says, "Oh, what are you doing sitting and reading this book? Gita, not going out. The children are starving, crying, roti da, roti da, roti da. Oh mother, I am hungry, give me bread, give me roti." Don't you hear it? Sitting. Silly woman. Krishna says here, Ananya chintata mahaṁ jejana parjupāste, tesaṁ nityābhi juptānaṁ yoga khemam bahāmyam. He has full faith of dha in this words. Krishna says, exclusively thinks of me, completely, constantly attached to me, always remembering, not forgetting me even for a moment. I maintain what he has gotten. I carry to him what he needs. So, why are you disturbing me? Oh yes, Krishna will carry you. The children are crying, roti da, no bread. So, why Krishna is not coming, carry? Rice, dal, atta, sabji, ghee, vegetables. Go, jalo! Go, beg for hungry. He's a beggar Brahmin. Goes out, begs for something. All right, I'll go. He was reading the very verse, that very verse ready. Thinking, oh, Krishna says he'll carry. Is it true? Because this silly woman created some disturbances. Now, it may be a fact. Krishna means very wealthy man. So he may come and give me some donation. Yes, Krishna may do it. He may spare. Wealthy man, Vaishnavananda is a wealthy man, he may spare. Krishna may come and ask, give this some donation to this poor Brahmin. So he may come and give me some donation. Krishna says, I will carry. He himself will carry. Yes, like this. Yes, carry. Heavy load. Some little doubt came. So, that is red pen, mark it, red line on it. Then went out, begging alms. went to some doors, knocked there. Oh, Bhikkhamdehi, Bhikkhamdehi. Understand me? Huh? Give me alms, Bhikkhamdehi, Bhikkhamdehi. Oh, we won't give bhikkha. Somebody in our family has died, so we don't give bhikkha. Alas, bad day today. Nobody gives bhikkha. Wherever go, somebody has died. So he'll never give bhikkha. Bad day. So returning empty-handed. All right, this is Krishna's arrangement. Today we'll drink only water from one tulsi leaf and drink water. Yes, Krishna's arrangement. Be satisfied. No food, no cooking food. Drink water. Krishna's arrangement. Just put faith in the arrangement of Krishna. Thought of like that. It's coming. Disappointed. In the meantime, Krishna has come, carrying heavy load. Yes. Rice, dal, sabji, ghee, salt, sugar, oil. Do you understand? Nice things. Atta. So many. Very heavy. Two loads. And one swing like swing. Like this. Two sides hanging. Coming. 11, 12-year-old boy, black boy, tender face, coming, scorching heat of the sun. Yes, 2 p.m. We are so hit here at 6 p.m., Baba. Knocked at the door. Guruma, Guruma, Guruma. Understand me? Calling. Wife of Guru, Guruma. Brahmin's wife hard. He's calling, Guruma, Guruma. Hey, who are you calling? My husband has no disciple. Oh, I am. He said. Then his wife opened the door and saw a tender-haired boy, 10, 11-year-old boy, black boy, very fine-looking, nice, handsome-looking, beautiful boy, very nice body, tender-haired, such scorching heat of the sun, heavy load, seems to be tired, perspiration is there, breathing heavily. Hey, who are you? Oh, Gosai has said these things, please, take it. You see, Gosai, your husband, Gosai, So, went into the house, put the load there, and turned back. Brahmani saw the back. Some scratches are there and blood is coming out. Hey, what is this? The back? Oh, Guruma. Oh, Gosai just grabbed me and put the heavy load on me. Hey, carry it to my house. Carry it to my house. Such a cruel man. Maybe coming empty-handed and put such heavy load on such a boy. The scorching heat of the sun and what? Why? What is this? He grabbed me and said, I said, Gosai, please, 1 minute, just let me go and drink some water, I'm thirsty. The daughter, no, go on that way. When I saw, he scratched my back. Oh, such a cruel man. The boy scratched his back and blood is coming out. Because he has put the red line, and that was Jogo Khem Ambahamyam. Krishna will carry himself, So he has put red line, so that is there. All right, please wait. You are so hungry, thirsty. Let me do at least sarvat, lassi sarvat. If cooking will take... No, mother, I have many loads to carry like this. I have no time. I have to carry many loads. Please wait 1 minute, let me make some sarvat. In the meantime, that Brahmin came and knocked. Went out, hey, you are coming empty-handed? And put some heavy load on that boy. And which boy? What type of boy? A black boy, some 10, 11 years old, tender-aged boy, nice-looking boy, heavy load. And he was thirsty. He said, please wait 1 minute. and drink some water, he crashed his back and blood is coming out. Where is that boy? Who is inside? The Brahman came inside, the boy was not there, he disappeared. Immediately Brahman thought, oh, I committed such a wrong. I put the red mark on that verse. Yogakhemam vahamyam, Krishna will carry. Himself carry. So I put that red mark, so therefore, at his back, that scratch is there, blood coming out. Oh, you are so fortunate, you saw Krishna. I am most unfortunate, couldn't see. I glorified his wife, you see. This story. Do you understand? Ananya chintadamam, jajana parjupaste, tesa nityabhi yukta, yogakhemam vahamyam. I will carry. This is what there is there. And it's a question of faith. For a simple-hearted person who has unflinching faith, he must get. Viśvāsamrai Krishna tarke bahudur. If you have faith, viśvāsa, you will get Krishna. If you have no faith, faithless person, doubt, sansayātmā vinasyati, doubtful person will perish. This question of faith is after ādu saddhā. First requisite is your faith. And therefore, simplicity is required. One simple-hearted person immediately puts faith. Immediately he puts faith. Yes, immediately puts faith. Do you follow? Duplicity is there, crookedness. He cannot put faith. He cannot put faith. That you should understand. I said so many stories. How the young lady put faith, but the old lady couldn't. Therefore, you put faith in the word sadhu-sadhu-guru, then come for sadhu-sangha, and as a result, you will develop prema-bhakti. Do you follow? Prema-bhakti will develop. Yes. So give up this duplicity and become simple. You will get Krishna. Yes. You will get Krishna. If you get Krishna, why others will cheat you? Nobody can cheat you. Do you understand? Krishna will give you protection. Krishna is a maintainer, Krishna is a protector. But you think I will become simple, then others will cheat me. But you are always being cheated, Baba. Always being cheated, always being cheated. Isn't it, Raghunath? Are you not cheated? Always being cheated. But if, therefore you are accepting crookedness, not simplicity. You see, Jara Bharat, Jara Bharat, fifth canto Bharat on that Jara Bharat, who acts like a deaf dumb, deaf dumb person, like a deaf dumb, mad fellow, never mixes with materialistic person, but the paramahansa always engaged, thinks Krishna, Kali worshippers came, sitting in the cornfield watching. Very strong and stout person also. Oh, nice sacrifice. They want a human being to sacrifice before Kali. And Kali will fulfill their desire. You follow? Oh, very nice person. It looks very strong, stout, nice body, very good sacrifice. They took it. Like a small, simple child, he went with them. Hey, why are you taking me? Never said. Took him. Before Kali, bathed him, put on new clothes, put on vermilion spot. They sit down here. They took him before Goddess Kali, deity there. Sit down there. Then he said, bow down like that. What they are saying, he is doing? Like a simple child. They follow. And then they threw out sword to chop off his head before Kali. But he is completely surrendered, so. Kaunteya pratijani nami bhakta pranasyati Krishna said, my bhakta will never perish, I will get protection. So he completely surrendered soul. Asralaiva jai, taretrabe udharivena tomar pratigyai. O Lord, you have promised this thing through Arjuna. One will surrender unto you, one will take shelter at your lotus feet. You will give him protection. Yes. Tomar pratigyai. This is your promise. And I have put unflinching faith in it. Yes. It's complete surrender soul. Jara Bharat. Even the dark eyes, they all their source, chapa off, he said, Kali. Kali is the maidservant of Krishna, do you understand? Mercy. Oh, what is rascals doing, Dakar? This is going to kill a surrendered soul. Kali, these murtis, let's say, cracked. And Kali came out from murti. Kali has swords in her hands, chopped off the head of all Dakars. So, Jarabharata was protected. So, how do you think Vaishwananda will become simple, always cheating? How do you think? Why do you think? Raghunath Bhakta will become simple, all cheating. They are always being cheated. So why are cucks allowing duplicity in your heart? Develop simplicity. Then there is zeal. Develop Krishna bhakti, prem bhakti. Get Krishna. This is Svadha and Sudha, full faith, unflinching faith. Therefore, this said, and the first requisite, Mahaprasada, food offered to Krishna, is not material food. Therefore, you utter, Mahaprasada Govindi, Nama Brahmani, Vaishnavi, Svalapa Punya Vatangara, Viswasa, my God. He has no faith, Viswasa. Svalapa Punya Vatangara, no Punya. Do you understand? Who is a crooked person, who is a materialistic person? He has no faith in Mahaprasada, Govinda, Nama, Brahma, Vaishnava. Understand my language? No faith in Mahaprasada, Govinda, Nama, Brahma, holy name, and Vaishnava. You follow? The Sadhu Savadhan! So before accepting Mahaprasada, we utter this and caution everybody, Sadhu Savadhan! Be cautious, be cautious, be careful. You are accepting Mahaprasada is offered food to Krishna. It's not material food. It's not material food. So there will be no reaction. It never gets polluted, it never gets stale. Yes. Any material food prepared 6 hours ago, it's stale. You eat it, there will be stomach trouble, diarrhea, stale food. But never get stale. Never get stale. Suska parjusita, never get stale. Oh, transcendental food. If I have faith, with that faith, oh, transcendental food, Krishna has eaten so nice. That faith you eat, your heart will be purified. You eat prasad. But you know faith? No. It has become stale. Oh, bad air coming out. Some little, you must be punished. Because you commit aparad, Mahaprasad. And if say it has become stale, bad air coming out, not nice, you definitely get punishment. Yes. But no, so nice. Mahaprasad, Krishna has tasted it. So nice. This is not material food. It never becomes dry, never becomes stale. It's always transcendental. That faith you eat, you see, so tasty, so nice. And also, your heart becomes cleaned up. Material contamination will develop. Your consciousness will be purified, mind will be purified, heart will be purified. Only one who eats Mahaprasad, he also develops, but he should have faith in it. No faith in Mahaprasad, then you are faithless person or sansayatma, doubtful person, so you must perish, you must suffer. Yes, this is viśvāsa, sraddhā. Yes, this is sraddhā. Sarva-dharmān paityajya māṁ ekam saraṇam vraja. Antasya pāpebhyo mukhiṣyāmi mā śuca. Last most concluding instruction in Bhagavad Gita, abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. If you think you give up dharma, then there will be some adharma or pap, then he assures you, Krishna. Sarva pape bhyamakheshyami. Don't fear. If you think there will be pap, so I assure you. I'll destroy all sinful reaction. Don't fear. Purelessly you surrender. So one was compelled, immediately surrender. Oh yes, oh yes. There's no other way. That will get all our speciousness without surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna. This is all of pieces. Surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Do you understand? Sranapati. This is Sraddha. Therefore, I, from this moment, surrender myself completely unto the lotus feet of Krishna, which is Abhaya Charana Aravinda. Abhaya Charana Aravinda. There is no fear at all. It's a place of fearlessness. I completely surrender, because no other way is there in this material world to get all auspiciousness, that only to surrender. One was, this is Sraddha. Understand me? This is Sraddha. Completely faith. Asoka bhaiyo amrutir hosthalo tomar charan doyo asoko bhayo amrutir hosthalo tomar charan doyo tahati khonu islam loviya charinu bhaviro hoyo tahati khonu islam loviya charinu bhaviro. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahajana, has sung like that. Asoka ahoyo mrutirasthalo, tumar charanandayo, tahati khona visram labhiyan charinu bhavir bhayo. O Lord, O Krishna, your lotus feet, Asoka ahoyo mrutirasthalo, is such a place, there is no fear, there is no lamentation, Asoka, no lamentation, no fear, ahoyo. Amrutirasthala, there is no death. A place of deathlessness. Do you understand? Tahati khana visram labhiyan charinu. Now this moment, I completely surrender unto your lotus feet, take shelter there, then I am free from all material fears. I am now blissful. Yes. Do you understand? This is Sraddha. This is Sraddha. You follow? One was Sraddha. Simple-hearted person immediately develops the dhanpi, completely surrenders, and he gets. That one has doubt. Sansaya atma asada dhana purusha manga prapta nivartanti mrittu sansara vartani. Asada dhana purusha, one has doubt. Faithless person, no faith in my words. He cannot get me. He again and again will fall down here and revolve in this material world and repeated. Cycle of birth and death, suffer. Understand? This is Sraddha. Thank you very much. So, any question?
So, the average person may or may not, may be simple, they may have some simplicity, but they don't understand who's sadhu, who's Krishna, how can it develop?
I don't know who is sadhu. He may be a cheater, isn't it? But you have simple and you have faith. Oh, Krishna, I don't know who is sadhu, who is your dear devotee. But I know this thing, you are Supreme Lord. And I want to serve you because I am your servant. But I cannot serve you directly. I can't approach you directly. Unless I take shelter of a sadhu. But I don't know who is sadhu. I may be cheated. Many cheaters are there. Hypocrites are there. Material world. Yes. They may be posing like sadhus, but great cheaters. Hypocrites. So am I afraid. But I want to serve you. I am a servant. Please help me. Please help me. How can I find a real sadhu? Just cry before Krishna. Krishna will help you. Krishna will make arrangement. In Krishna's arrangement, there is no cheating. In all arrangement, cheating is there. Your conditioned soul, you have four defects. Brahma pramad vipralisha karanapatava. Understand? Karanapatava means senses are defective. Utilizing your senses, if you want to choose, then that's defective. But completely depend on Krishna, cry before Krishna. Krishna, please help me. Who is this real sadhu? Who is your dear devotee? Please. Help me in finding one. So Krishna will make arrangement. If you are crying in your heart, Krishna is then in your heart. They are as Paramatma. He understands. He is, Raghunath Bhatta is crying before me now. Yes. Yes. And he wants this thing. Yes. To meet sadhu, dear devotee of me. So, Krishna will make arrangement. Help you. You will find out your sadhu. There is no question of cheating. Yes. Understand? There is only means. Otherwise, you'll be cheated. Therefore say, Brahmanda Vamite Kor Bhagyavana Jiva. Guru Krishna Prasadepaya Bhakti Lata Vija. It's Bhagyavan Jiva, it's fortunate Jiva. Wandering, lakhs of Brahmandas, undergoing lakhs of species. Bhagyavan Jiva, fortunate Jiva comes. Guru Krishna Prasad, he gets Prasad, mercy. Guru Krishna. And then, gets the Bhakti Lata Vija, the seed of Bhakti Kripa. That Guru Prasad or Krishna Prasad? Mercy of Krishna and mercy of Guru. What is that? Mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna, he meets the Guru. That is the mercy of Krishna. The wonder. Krishna makes the arrangement. One gets the mercy of Krishna, cries before Krishna, please help me. I don't know who is sadhu. Please help me. The Krishna helps. That is Krishna prasad. That Krishna makes the arrangement, Krishna sends sadhu. Understand me? Then, by Guru prasad, by the mercy of Guru, he gets Krishna. You follow? Bhakti lata vija. This is the process. This is the only process. No other process. Cry before Krishna. You should understand this first fundamental understanding. You are Krishna Das, you are eternal servant of Krishna, and you have to serve Krishna. Render loving service and lotus feet of Krishna, and that should be done under the expert guidance of a bona fide guru, sadhu. So this question arises, who is sadhu, who is guru, I don't know. But the fundamental understanding, Krishna is my eternal master, I am his eternal servant, I have to serve. Then, oh Krishna, please help me. Who is sadhu, who is guru, I don't know. But I know I am your servant. You are my master, I have to serve you. Without taking shelter of guru, I cannot serve, I can't go and approach. So that's needed. Please help me. Yes. Cry before Krishna. And this fundamental understanding should be there, and this first, you should have faith. And you have to cry before Krishna. And Krishna will help you, definitely. As Krishna, Dhruva was 5-year-old boy. He's 5-year-old boy. Isn't it? He cried. He cried. Do you understand? Where is that Kamala Lotana Hari, Kamala Lotana Hari, Kamala Lotana Hari, lotus eyed Hari, lotus eyed Hari? How can I meet him? How can I get him? Cried, went out from the house. 5-year-old boy. So, Lord Hari immediately understood, hey, Dhruva is crying for me, to meet me. How can he meet? Without the help of Guru. Then he sent Lord Hari, sent Nardamuni. He sent Guru. Understand me? So, this process. You should cry. And then, the Krishna, Hari will send Sadhu Guru. Make arrangement, you'll meet such person. Yes? All right?
Hmm.
What stopping? What stopping? What obstacles? What obstacles? What obstacles? What impediments? Hurdles are there. Jump over. Oh! Yes. Hurdles race. Hurdles race. So many hurdles. Isn't it? Material world means so many hurdles are there. Impediments are there. But your serious noise must surrender. Yes. So you must jump over hurdles, and Krishna will help you to jumping over hurdles. Yes. Krishna is there. Yes. With a complete faith. Unfinished faith in Krishna. Yeah. Nothing. No obstruction. Substances are there. Impediments are there. But Krishna is there to help you. Yes. Ahetukya pratyata. Jayatmasu prasidati. Apratyata. Unchecked. Nobody can check you. You are serious. You are serious. Yes. So many impediments, so many obstacles. But everything will be cleared. Yes. It was strong faith, unflinching. Not shaking, not shaking. You follow? As for example, middle of a river. River, strong, you see. Flowing currents are there. Big tides are there, very forceful. But in the middle, a rock is there, standing firm. The current tides are coming, dashing against the rock. But rock is unsafe. And going back, can't shake the rock. It's fixed. If you are fixed in your conviction and faith, so all these obstacles may come, but they cannot shake you. Your faith is unshakable. Unshakable. Do you follow? Firm faith. All obstacles will be clear. No obstacles are there. If your faith is strong and unflinching, understand? Yes. Yes, but you are lacking faith. That will pass. And you are seeking. Seeking. But you should have unseeking, unflinching faith. Strong faith. All obstacle impediments will be clear. Yes. Such a completely surrendered soul, a firm faith, is not afraid of any situation. Any situation. No, he is not afraid. He is fearless. Narayana parasarvena kutasana vidhati surgapa pragana rakrisa pitulya artha darsina. Narayana para. Complete surrender to lotus under Narayana. Not afraid of any situation. Kutasana, kutasana vidhati. Not afraid of any situation. Why? The lotus feet of Krishna is such there is no question of fear. Abhayatana arvinda, there is no question of fear. Why you are afraid? Why? Not taking shelter there. Those taken shelter, but not complete, not complete, or artificially, or conditionally, either artificial or conditional, or impartial, not complete. Therefore, you are afraid of such situation, obstacles, then forsake. But complete surrender. Unflinching faith you have, strong faith, so you will never be afraid of. No fear. You become fearless. Why it is avayatana arvinda? You are afraid, taking shelter at this lotus feet. That means you are not taking shelter at lotus feet. It is avayatana arvinda. There is no fear. Understand me? So, that defect is with you. Not defect at the lotus feet of Krishna. Defect with you. You have no faith. Some faith, but not strong faith. Your faith is komala sadha. Soft faith. Your faith, you have faith, but it's soft. Not strong. Strong faith. Drudha sadha. Drudha sadha. Unflinching. Abhijolita sadha. on principle. Yes. You see? That person. Once, Mahaprabhu told Sivas Pandit, did you follow? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurava Sivas Pandit, Bhakta, very dear devotee, did you follow? In whose courtyard Mahaprabhu started Sankirtan, coming back from Gaya, Sivas Pandit was a householder, householder. He has big family, his wife, children, you follow. Family man must go out on money, otherwise how can he maintain family? You follow. But he is not going out on any money. Always engaged in Savan Kirtan. You follow me? Always engaged in Savan Kirtan. That is service. I don't feel scared. Once Mahaprabhu asked Sivas Pandit, out of fun to test him, Sivas, you are a householder, you have a big family, you must earn money, go out and earn money. You are not going out and earning money. How can you maintain your family? Sivas had one thing in faith. Yogokhemam vahamyam. Krishna is the Vishwambar, Krishna maintainer, maintain. Who maintain whole universe while not maintaining his devotee and complete surrender? You must maintain your unflinching faith. No doubt, tinge of doubt. Sivas, do you follow? Three times clapped. Understand? He clapped three times. Mahaprabhu said, what is this? Mahaprabhu asked this question, Sivas, you are a family man, you have family, you have to maintain, you should go out and earn money. But he didn't say anything and clapped three times. What is that? What does it mean? He said, Mahaprabhu, I have faith in this. You said, Yoga Kema Bhānam, Anayana Chintanamang, Dejana Pratipasti, Tisa Nityābi Juttāna, Yoga Kema. I have faith in your words. Yes. Exclusively thinking of me, constantly attached to me, engaged, hearing, chanting, remembering. So I maintain what he has gotten, and I supply or carry what he needs. So, still, three times clubbing, one day, if what need comes, with family maintenance, some food is required or something, never comes, I am engaged in your service, Savanam Kirtanam. So, first day never comes, I'll fast, whole family will fast, all right. Second day, never comes, fast. First for second day. Tolerate it, all right, tolerate. Third day, never comes, I'll fast, whole family will fast. Fourth day, never comes, whole family will go, jump into the Ganges, drown ourselves, finish. Understand me? Clapping feet. Then he said, Mahaprabhu became so much pleased. Became very much pleased. Oh, you have so unpleasing faith in my word. Yes, that is required. Understand me? So, you have no faith. Oh, obstacles, impediments. Give up Krishna, give up chanting. Yes, faithless person. Sivas Pandit said like this. Fourth day, whole family will go and drown. Jump into the Ganges, drown us, finish. Why shall we survive? Understand? So, can you do so? You have no pet. So, a perilous person. Yes?
How to develop unflinching faith?
Develop! I told that story. You are not come. young lady, old lady, huh? Isn't it? The simplest thing, you have a simple heart, immediately double play, yes. The duplicity, you cannot. Yes, that I explained. You put faith, strong faith, on principle, you get the result. Immediately you get the result, immediately you get the result. Yes, yes. No faith, no. Some say Atma, Vinasati. Faith was personal place, definitely. It's a question of faith. We are lacking faith, nothing else. No, we are faith, but it's soft faith, not strong faith, not unthinking faith. That's what. Lacking, nothing else. Yes. All right, thank you.